If you're a listener with whom I've already had the pleasure of working, welcome back. Great to have you tune in for my podcast. I hope we work together again very soon. If you happen to be a newer listener, I'm truly delighted to have you join. My intention is to have you find benefit in listening to this podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Feedback is a Learning Tool, Part 2. Last month, my topic was Feedback is a Learning Tool. In my recent podcast, I began with providing 10 tips on how to give feedback. Additionally, I promised that I'd follow up with what works and doesn't work when it comes to receiving feedback. Well, now that 30 days have elapsed since that podcast, I hope you received information that you'll apply where you find you most need it. Let's go ahead and move on to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or to someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. Of course, it's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, go ahead and ask yourself, does this describe you? Does it describe someone who works for you or maybe someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who will also benefit. I'm sought out to help business professionals across the globe as a corporate communication and speech specialist. And that's been happening for, I would say at least the last two decades, of which I'm quite proud. It's enabled me to meet and to interact with diverse business professionals and to help them make an impact on others. I hope I can do exactly the same for you. These are typically business professionals with significant expertise in their industries. Additionally, my clients recognize the value of public speaking and strive to sound their best. I hope you find that true for yourselves. Last month, I stated that in recognizing the value of public speaking, my clients often ask what I happen to think of their message. I mentioned that we typically begin with my clients doing a mock-up of what they would say, and if I recommended any changes, I go ahead and model them. And this is what I refer to as feedback. When feedback about impact of our behavior is limited, well then, learning is limited, and that can be quite risky. Now, let's move on to 9 tips regarding receiving constructive feedback. See which ones are meaningful to you. Number 1, being open. That means listening without frequent interruption or objections. It's kind of the opposite of being defensive. Number 2, being responsive. That means being willing to hear what's being said without turning the table. It's the opposite of being attacking. Number 3, being accepting. That means accepting feedback without denial. It's kind of the opposite of denial. Number 4, being respectful. That means recognizing the value of what's being said, as well as the speaker's right to say it. It's kind of the opposite of being disrespectful. Number 5, being engaged. That means interacting appropriately with a speaker, asking for clarification as needed. It's the opposite of being closed. Number 6, active listening. That means listening carefully, trying to understand the meaning of the feedback. It's the opposite of inactive listening. Number 7, being thoughtful. That means trying to understand personal behavior that led to the feedback. It's the opposite of rationalizing. Number 8, being interested. That means showing genuine interest in getting feedback. It's the opposite of patronizing. And finally, number 9, being sincere. That means genuinely wanting to make personal changes if appropriate. It's the opposite of being superficial. Now, perhaps you're wondering where to start. Please determine how these choices apply to you and to your unique circumstances. Ultimately, only you know what will serve you best and prove most helpful. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a communication or a speaking expert, and doing so will help you establish consistency and accountability. If you'd like my assistance to strengthen your skills in business communication and giving as well as receiving feedback, I'll be happy to review the information I've presented as well as to answer any questions you may have. Connect with me in a way that's most convenient for you. That includes by phone, electronically, or potentially virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. Your individual situation is unique. And if I may help you or any members of your team, let's go ahead and discuss what matters to you. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech. We'll be right back.